Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
And don't address your dial. Yes, this is Kinky and the Geek.
Wow, already.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And not in a car.
Yeah, wow, we're not actually in the car.
No,
right.
I don't think already. Hold on. No,
nope,
no,
not in the
not
car.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh, you gotta make sure. You know.
Yeah, it could be a problem because one of us would probably need to be driving, and
that would be you because you are sitting. You are sitting in what would be considered the driving seat. And
oh, that's a scary thought.
I know you don't like driving.
Yeah.
Never have.
No, we're in a British car. You're driving.
Well, then we are all dead. So, still recovering from Chattacon.
A little bit.
I had way too much fun.
Yeah.
Like we said in the at the end of that cast, that's why we had that little truncated thing at the end.
Yeah.
We realized we had not done any kind of ending to the podcast, and so we needed to do something. Had our Mardi Gras / pre-Super Bowl / birthday party.
Yeah, that went really well.
I was a little disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, not much nudity.
That's true, but it was cold.
So it was cold last time.
Yeah, well, we also didn't have a lot, huh?
I don't know. What,
the vibe wasn't there for it.
I guess not.
I don't know.
I mean, some of the normal boobies came out. I mean, there's always at least three girls that are always good for boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I was in my bikini.
Yes, it's true. You were in the hot tub in the bikini with two naked women.
Yeah, I was. That was fun.
But there was, again, a lot of drinking. We actually pulled out one of our friends, Calamity.
Yeah.
Gave us a roulette shot game.
Yeah, I didn't really see much of that.
I kept
hearing about it the next day at the actual Super Bowl party, but...
Oh, there was a lot of drinking. Well, what's funny is we started with Crown. I thought, okay, we're going to shoot anything. We had a lot of extra Crown. We end up with a lot of Crown Royal for some reason.
People bring it.
Although,
next time I want some Crown Apple. That stuff's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring that out to the universe.
I mean, considering we got the free shot at a karaoke one night.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of interesting. It was one of the few times I've actually been somewhere where someone was doing a promotion for something. I think I signed up for cigarettes just because the girls were hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was something stupid. I think I ended up smoking a couple of them and the rest went in the trash.
Yeah.
Or somewhere.
That's how it usually goes.
I think it was the case. I didn't have any clothes on me, so it was like, cigarettes. I need no one. Something smoke. I was at a club. I wasn't drinking. I don't think I was drinking. I think I was driving. It was one of B-Not's thingies and one of the many places that he played, so that's why I ended up doing it. But yeah, what was funny is then Fireball ended up getting involved. In fact, we had about a half a handle left of Fireball, and I think there's
still some left over there.
Not even a fourth left. It's like it was enough to coat the bottom. Yeah, they were doing a lot of shots.
That's what I heard. I was drinking my own fruity, weird concoction in the hot tub.
Right.
Which I kind of regretted when I got out of the hot tub. I felt fine while I was in the hot tub. I got in here and suddenly the room started spinning.
I don't think I got that. I think I was a little bit tipsy. I don't think I was nearly as hammered as I could have been.
I was not until I got out of the hot tub.
Right.
I did not realize I was that drunk.
Which is weird because usually hot tubs make you drunker and you usually feel it while you're in the hot tub.
I don't know.
Huh. I don't know, and we cleaned up the adult room, I take that back. It did get used, but it was more after the fact of being used as the guest room.
Yeah.
Because
well,
the gimp
and
his
new
kitty.
Well, they kind of put all their stuff
kitty.
In there and closed the door.
Oh, that's true.
So, next party.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're kind of using. Oh, well, I don't know. We may have a refugee. depending on when money comes in and when she gets her new place. Yeah, we're going to be taking in a friend.
For a little bit.
Yeah, she's got to get out of a bad relationship, and she needs a place to crash until she can get her own place. Just needs to get out of that. It's, yeah.
We're good friends like that.
Yeah, that's just, her and the girlfriend have been fighting constantly. And it's just time for her to bail.
Yep.
We'll be seeing Deadpool. Valentine's. That's what we'll be spending Valentine's Day
doing. That's what we're doing for Valentine's Day.
Yep. We've decided we're going to have a nice romantic dinner with Deadpool.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the character. Because, see, this kind of hit me a couple of days ago. I started thinking about it. And yes, I knew we were going to do more sexy, but we're just kind of throwing this off on the cuff.
We need to do a more regular schedule, so.
Yeah. Deadpool, the character, much like Wolverine, is kind of OP'd.
Yeah.
I mean, you basically, when you have a character who can shoot himself in the head and come back almost to immediately.
He's fully decapitated and has been several times and comes back. Yeah, because cutting its head off usually kills just about anything.
Right. So when you have an OP character like that, especially since he's the hero has to be at some
anti-hero, but
well, in this particular story, he is
the protagonist.
Just, I guess we should say.
I'm just being me,
right? And just how powerful will he be?
I don't know.
I mean, from some of the fight scenes we've been seeing, especially that test scene they showed.
Yeah.
He really doesn't care. I mean, they're doing stuff that would basically kill your average person.
But then again.
Right.
He's Deadpool.
I mean, they even put a limit. Well. I'm trying to think back about, because we haven't seen all of the Wolverine movies. We never did see The Wolverine, and we haven't seen.
I did.
Oh, did you?
I did. Yep. I went there. It wasn't bad. It really wasn't all that bad.
After the clusterfuck of X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah. Well, you know. We don't talk about that anymore.
Although I think it's funny, some people have said that there's enough footage of him playing Wolverine out of all these movies that you could splice together a decent movie.
Probably could.
I'm surprised someone hasn't done that yet. I mean, they've done so much other stuff.
I don't know. I think there's probably at least one out there somewhere.
Probably. But yeah, we'll be doing the movie studio grill and having our nice little
dinner thing. And movie.
Yeah. May do a Way Homer on it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll
see how it goes.
We might put a video up. Again, more content. Trying to make a 2016 year of more content.
Yeah. Unlike Achievement Hunter, we are not doing the year of spontaneous word gone profanity.
Oh, that's right. That was Jack. Fuck. Jack said that. And then,
yeah,
right.
It's the year of spontaneous.
Oh, is it? Fuck you.
Yeah.
See, you got it right.
Well, you know, if you go back, they have. Well, okay. I'm diverting things again.
Go ahead. We have no agenda on this.
Let's see, there's the year of stop the bullying, year of start the bullying, the death of Ray. So yeah, every year has its theme for some reason, and they've already declared this year the year of spontaneous profanity.
Okay.
Not that they don't already have that.
Right.
And especially with Rage Quit coming back Friday.
Right.
I'm sorry, we're talking Achievement Hunter again. I am most sorry, listeners.
Well,
unless you're fellow fans like me, and then yay!
Well, considering we've got the Rooster Teeth podcast on pause right now as we record this. We really can't say much. No. But again, it's been in the majority of our entertainment because, honestly, outside of the shows that we normally just try to keep up with, we're not, you know.
Yeah.
Although we are trying to catch up on stuff, I finally finished Heart of Dixie. I think, did we talk about that already?
Not on cast, but we did talk about it.
Yeah, that was kind of my, I don't like using the word guilty pleasure, because honestly, if you enjoy it, who the fuck cares?
It's a bad show. I actually enjoyed watching it.
It was a cute little show, and it had wrapped up, and it's all on Netflix. I've caught up all on that.
Yeah.
I think we're up to the latest season and one episode in of the latest season of NCIS, but okay, look, and I've said this before, if you don't want us pirating your shit, make it a little easier for us to get a hold. Especially if you are a network show,
mm-hmm,
and your shit is out up for free, especially the current season, don't make it so hard to find or have to pay for it to see it. I will say this real quick, because it's noticing people, all these networks are trying to start their own streaming services, pay for streaming. CBS has their new one. I think it's CBS All Access. HBO and Showtime is actually hooked up with Amazon Prime, and you can actually pay a little extra and get that. I think, I don't know, that may be part of the Prime, because Prime's like $75 a month. Not a month, a year. But that two-day shipping pays for itself, even if you're not watching the video stuff. But the two-day shipping, especially when you're running out of the supplements I take for a four-hour body.
Right.
I order them, I have them a couple of days, and I don't have to worry about it. And I'm getting them much cheaper than I could walking into GNC.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I think both CW and ABC are getting ready to do it also. And the thing is there's going to be a glut of these things. And the thing is the reason people liked Netflix so much to begin with is it was an all access type thing. It was that was my phone.
No, you just hit the nail on the head.
Right. For however much you were paying, you were able to get these movies, you were able to get these shows, you know, and it was cheaper than paying, and cable's gotten too expensive.
Oh, it's gotten way too expensive.
Especially considering you don't always get, okay, we just downgraded cable. We were going to cut the cord completely off cable, just keep internet. But it was cheaper to do a bundle where you get the basic package,
mm-hmm,
basically what you would normally get with Rabbit Ears, plus HBO.
Yeah.
And that was the face.
Yeah.
That was my confused face. But hey, Game of Thrones comes back in a couple of months. We'll still be able to watch it.
Yay.
But it was cheaper to keep that bundle than just to have
internet
by like $20.
Yeah.
So,
okay, fine.
But there are so many channels that are out there that you just don't need. Or at least, okay, because I'm sure there are people who would get rid of a lot of the other channels to keep some of the, you know, because there are a lot of these, like, religious channels out there who I have no interest in seeing.
Yeah.
I don't speak Spanish, so I don't need the Spanish channels. Home shopping networks. There's nothing on the home shopping networks I watch. I don't even watch it for entertainment value, even though we do have friends that produce a home shopping network.
Yeah, well.
It's, see, it's another nail on the head. I mean, there's a lot that it just. I think that they're trying to do is they're trying to join in on what Netflix and Hulu to a point. Although even Hulu would see that. I think the reason.
Yeah.
See, the problem is that Hulu originally was supposed to kind of combat.
Yeah.
The whole what was I think was originally supposed to be being created to combat the piracy, make it easier for people to get a hold of stuff.
And yeah, they had their paid service, and the way it seemed to be advertised was, you pay for our service, you have all access. Not nope, so much.
No.
We did that for a month.
We did that for a while, yeah.
And it was no, you're still cutting off the episodes the same way the free people are getting it. Why am I paying for
right,
this?
Right, I think the only good thing from it that I saw was it was able to watch all of Community.
Yeah.
Or most of Community, and I think I stopped about season 3, and it was like, okay, that's just not worth $7.99 a month for just watching Community.
Right.
And yeah. Because I think I've told the story before.
Yeah, I think so.
Of, mm-hmm. I mean, just trying to watch. I wanted to find out this one. American Horror Story first came out. Everybody was raving about it.
So
I tried to find every legal mean out there. And it wasn't any way of getting a hold of it. And it's like, I'm not going to. Okay, I don't have any problem paying for something once I've seen it. Like, The Supernatural. We've bought a good chunk of The Supernatural. We've got like 1 through 6?
5 or 6.
5 or 6.
It's 5 down there on the shelf, but I don't know if there's another one on the lower one behind
right.
Avengers or not. We've got the first at least 3 or 4 of Buffy there too.
Right. I don't mind buying it once I've seen it because usually there's something extra. There's the behind-the-scenes stuff,
right.
There's the commentary, there's stuff like that. But I'm not going to pay for something if I haven't seen it yet. I mean, okay, TV-wise at least.
I would pay a certain amount a month maybe to have an access where, okay, you can watch the episodes as they come out through the season, and we're not going to cut them off at a certain point. I would pay for that, but...
Oh, it'd be to like a streaming service, but I don't want to. It's I'm trying to save money, not spend more, because now it's
right.
Now it's well. If you want to see the CBS stuff, you have to have the CBS streaming.
You yeah, I'm talking a service that does like all the
all
channels.
Of it.
Yeah, not.
That's what's great about Netflix is you. I'll just wait for shit to hit, and then see the problem is, and people want to kind of point the fingers at Netflix when stuff happens. And again, I think we've talked about this before.
Probably.
And I don't want to go.
Probably,
but
have.
It's because they want you to buy their shit. Is basically what it is.
So they make Netflix have to wait a certain amount of time after something hits DVD. And it's not Netflix's fault. The only way Netflix is going to get it is if they agree to wait.
Right. It's the same reason why, like, they may lose something because they don't have the rights to show it anymore.
Right.
BBC is horrible about that. That's one of the reasons why, because PBS used to show the old Doctor Who stuff. But Doctor Who was actually one of the most expensive shows they were trying to show because the BBC licensing. So.
Right.
Okay, well, you know what? We've gone on too much about TV. I want to talk about boobs.
Okay, let's talk about boobs.
This is something, and I want to do this because you don't know anything about it, and I want to kind of get your...
Yeah, you've been teasing me for at least a day about this. I have no idea.
All right, called Cleavage Gate.
Okay, then.
Okay. This has been revolving around Susan Sarandon and Piers Morgan.
Okay, then.
It seemed about a week ago now, they had the SAG Awards.
Uh-huh.
And in the SAG Awards, they always have the in memorial service, just like they do in the Oscars, to basically
right.
for the people who have died over the past year. Well, this is what Susan Sarandon wore to the SAG Awards.
Well, okay.
All right.
Where's the rest of her show?
Okay. That's what she was the one that was presenting the in memorial.
Okay.
All right. Piers Morgan basically came out and said that he thought that Susan Sarandon's outfit was a little bit too revealing for the immemorial service part. Which then, she then proceeded to tweet out the Throwback Thursday picture. It was her as Janet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rocky, and dedicated it to Pierce Morgan.
Okay, yeah, I did hear something about that.
Right.
I was wondering what brought that up. The thing is, he had said
after something said, is like, he has no problem with her cleavage. She has wonderful tits. Susan Sarandon has fantastic tits. Daughter even more so.
Yeah.
And he tried to say, and he didn't care what she was wearing, he just thought for that segment, it was a little too revealing. Do you know how he's been punished?
How? What did they do to him?
Thousands and thousands of feminists.
Oh no.
Have been sending him cleavage pictures.
Oh no.
Right. Now, I want to go on the record right now to say that I agree with him. That for the immemorial, the cleavage may have been a little bit over the top. Maybe if she had closed the jacket just for that particular, you know, a little bit more. Although, the way the jacket's set, you really wouldn't have done it. You would have had to put like one of those stupid little things you see, the clip-on camisole that they sell on. Hey. Yeah, you would have had to do something like that. But if you want to also just punish me over and over as a straight white man and show me your titties, I will take that for the team. Because there's actually video.
Oh, dear. Okay,
we may have to watch the new Late Late Show on demand. Because okay. If he's doing what from the video I saw, he's doing the with his guests, he's doing the Graham Norton thing.
Uh huh.
Where he's bringing out the guests at one time.
Oh.
And sitting there, because it was Miala Bialik from Big Bang Theory and Blossom, and Pierce Morgan. He's talking about that. And she was like, you know, I identify as a feminist, so I have to do this. And she basically got up in his face and opened her dress.
Oh, dear.
So he got, like, here.
How awful.
You know, yes.
Oh, how awful.
I mean, it's like, okay, he's a dirty old man. All these girls are sending him cleavage pictures. Throw me in that goddamn briar patch.
I'm in.
I mean, I can understand, like, boob quake. You know what boob quake is, right?
I think I remember that.
There was an earthquake in Iran. Basically, one of the clerics basically was running around saying that it was because of women's cleavage that.
Yeah, we were, I remember
all
that.
This was happening, and so they started boob quake, and it was a day for women to basically run around and wear low cut outfits, and it's like, to that cleric, I say hallelujah, thank you, because there's nothing like a nice, you know, some nice cleavage,
mm-hmm.
You know, for public consumption, cleavage is pretty nice. Although yoga pants, I think trump that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Oh.
I can go either way.
We already knew this, but... No, I've got a couple of girls that are like... that I work with now.
Mm-hmm.
That are in there. One is Russian, I think. The other one is of Hispanic descent of some sort.
Have we got any accents going?
Of course.
Oh.
Y'all
aren't hiring, are you?
Yeah. The only bad thing is the one I really want is just put in her 2-week notice.
I know.
Like,
you told me.
Being poly and being in a can, it's like being in a being poly around non-poly, non-swinging, non-open people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like being the diabetic on a diet in the middle of the candy store.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Being a diabetic on a diet, yes. And
well, no, I was...
Well, I was saying, yeah, I was being, and that was kind of more of a joke. But yeah, being around the non-poly, non-swinging, non-open.
Yeah, you saw some of my coworkers.
Yeah, I did. The MILF that keeps giving you the shoes. Mm-hmm. And her daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just not right. It's not. And the bad thing is the one playmate I have is a stayed away.
Yeah.
Because, see, I've gotten to this point now to where, like, you know, we have Kinkerbell, and I've played with her some, but she's not got a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I have no idea where that relationship stands, so I'm, until I know, hands off. Kind of like, you know, Gimpy and his new kitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since they've decided that this might be, you know, he's basically starting up a new relationship, and this might become a primary, they've kind of cut off playing with other people
until they're sure where
they stand, which is a really good idea, especially considering it's going to be a primary relationship. I've found that when it comes to dealing with, especially with poly, your primary relationship has to be the most solid relationship out of all of them.
Yes.
Because your secondary and tertiary and play partners and friends with benefits, they're going to come and go, or can. But if your primary relationship isn't steady,
then... It's a foundation that nothing will stand on.
Right, and we've seen that happen.
Yeah.
And watch that burn spectacularly.
A couple of times.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it would be nice to find someone here.
Yeah. Because I know I'd kind of like to find a girlfriend. I've said that before.
Yeah.
Because I know I have such a good relationship with you that it would be...
I've always thought that the perfect one would be us, would be a closed triad.
True.
If we could find that girl, but... Is it just me, or does Unicorn Hunter always seem like a derogatory term when used on poly groups?
I don't know.
It just seems to come across that way.
I'm so not deep into that, though. That's
well,
the thing.
I'm
on the two groups on Facebook, but I skim over them so much.
Well, it's just something I've just kind of noticed. I mean, I'm not like I'm any deeper. I'm in the same groups. I just happen to read. If you read a little bit more and stay off Tumblr, you little fangirl.
Hey, I am 3 years back into RT history on Fuck Yeah Rooster Teeth Productions. Yes, I love you. I know you probably don't listen, but I love, love, love your Tumblr. And I've probably got about another 3 years to go, so...
Okay, now, at what point does that negate what I just said?
It takes a lot of time.
Right. But your Facebook is a little closer to real life. It would be nice if you caught up with, you know, the stuff that happens in real life. And not with the people that at some point you will never get to meet, which sucks, but I know. I'm sorry, I just crushed Queen Bunny's dreams.
What? You're going to bring this on here?
Yes. Why do you think I said it?
You know better.
See, this is why it needs to be a video podcast sometimes. Oh, this has been a running joke, and we'll probably be a running joke that will be coming back, and maybe someday we'll explain more why she's a queen. Ding. And she just hit me. Okay. We're gonna... Okay. Yes. Yes, honey. I love you too. Okay. So I think we're gonna let this one be a little short, since we gave you such a long one last time. If you love us, if you hate us, if you want to hail Queen Bunny, you know where to find us. We're kinkyandthegeek@wordpress.com.
Kinky and the Geek on Facebook.
We're kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
Friends of Kinky and the Geek on FetLife.
We're also on Twitter of Kinky and the Geek.
At Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah, throw us a line, rate us on iTunes, give us a thumbs up on the on YouTube, send the queen her crown. And hopefully next week I'll still be alive to do this podcast again. So, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.